Well, I was kind of completely shocked that somebody had been murdered. I was aware of kind of low-level harassment going on in parts of London, but certainly nothing anywhere near as severe as this. Well, I'm chair of a group called the All-Party Parliamentary Group for the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, quite a sentence. But the group represents the Ahmadi community in Parliament, and I felt that as chair of that organisation, it was my job to approach the Home Secretary to talk to her about some of the problems that are faced. We just simply asked to see her. There are certain groups who celebrated the death of Mr. Shah within the Muslim faith. There are people who abuse others because of their Ahmadi faith, and we feel that the community needs protection in the UK, and that groups who promulgate hate against people of other faith, of other parts of the religion, need to be tackled. Well, they feel, I mean, I think a sense of facing discrimination because of their part of the Muslim faith from others within the faith, and also a certain level of harassment when the rest of us think that all people who are Muslim believe in jihad and hurting people. So they, I suppose they get a harassment from both ends. Well, I know that people from the community want to highlight certain groups that promulgate hatred against them and would like to see those groups proscribed. I also want to talk to the Home Secretary about how we track and monitor TV stations that broadcast and are received in the UK that talk about harming the community. Some time ago, we did have a meeting with Ofcom, the regulator, but clearly they're overwhelmed. Problems within faith is not something that's exclusive to Muslims. I mean, you know, Christians, we have quite a history of it ourselves, but it is hard for us to know because we don't have that level of knowledge to understand what the different sects or groupings are or mean or what their relationship is between one another. Absolutely. But protection, I think it would be difficult to guarantee the protection of everybody because of their faith. I think we certainly need to take action against groups who break the law by encouraging hatred that leads to violence that ultimately, in Mr. Shah's case, appears to have led to murder. Well, the escalation of it is absolutely terrifying, the idea that somehow in Britain, where everybody has the right to practice their faith and the part of their faith, the idea that somebody would be killed because of it is kind of difficult for us to comprehend. Well, Mr. Shah's actions are precisely what the Ahmadi faith proclaims as its purpose. You know, that you should hold out a hand to all, love for all, hatred for none. And if you came to Morden in South London, which is part of my constituency, you would see a community that raises funds for all sorts of charities, that helps on Remembrance Sunday to sell poppies, that is a vital part of our annual Armed Forces Day parade. You know, these are a group that hold their hand out not only within their community, but outside their community to all. It is difficult, isn't it? It's difficult to find the words or the emotions to express what would make somebody want to travel to murder a person who simply wanted to extend the hand of friendship to all communities.